Well, joining us now, a very special guest, the former Foreign Secretary of India, Nirupama Rao. Thanks, ma'am, very much for being with us. What's the message that the US is trying to send us?
Thank you, Vishnu, for inviting me on your show. I think the overall and the underlying message from the visit of Secretary Blinken today was to stress the crucial and very durable nature of the Indo-US strategic partnership. It is true that he spoke to civil society representatives and the issue of democratic societies, human rights, the respect for diversity and pluralism, forming a more perfect union. And he mentioned it both in the context of American society as well as Indian society. So here my impression or my observation is that he spoke with a tone of humility. He just didn't voice those words. I think the body language also conveyed that. So there was nothing stentorian or dictatorial in what he had to say. That was my impression. And neither would I say that this issue was front and center of all that he did during the visit.
In fact, it probably wasn't. But it did come, it was there. It was mentioned in all of their press releases, including being brought up in the meeting with the Prime Minister. Would you consider it unusual, given the trajectory of the ties between the two countries, that there was this roundtable with civil society leaders in the morning, where there was a statement prior to that, where Blinken spoke about fundamental freedoms, the rule of the law, equality of opportunity, human dignity, freedom of religion and belief, media freedoms in this country? They didn't raise any specific concerns or specific issues, but the fact that this was all there in a statement before he even met the foreign secretary, the foreign minister, again, what would that potentially indicate?
I think in everything we do in international affairs today, there is also the issue of the domestic audience. And you're talking of the domestic audience in the United States when I refer to that. You have members of Congress from the Democratic Party who have, you know, been talking about these issues. It's important for the Biden administration to be seen as being sensitive to those concerns as they've been raised within Congress. And I think there is also a concern within the policymakers in the administration that this should not divide the bipartisan consensus that exists within the United States about the need for good Indo-US relations. So in a sense, I think this was a palliative measure as much as addressing Indian audiences.
Is there also a sense that that our government will now have to change tack, change its strategy, and understand the underlying beliefs of the Biden government as far as democratic institutions and democracy and all of that is concerned? Because Blinken said that, you know, strategic ties, economic ties, all very well, but the bedrock is democratic institutions. Democracy.
Well, the bedrock is certainly democratic institutions, and I don't believe anybody in our government can dispute that also, because we constantly tell the rest of the world that we are proud of our diversity, we are proud of our plural society, we are proud of our electoral democracy. I think these are values that we constantly expound to the rest of the world. So I don't believe that, you know, this particular bringing up of the question of human rights or the question of, dialogue within civil society should upset the foundations of this relationship. Because I'm through, as far as this visit is concerned, and they've had many meetings. Foreign Minister Jaishankar and Secretary Blinken, I think, had four meetings before this. And Mr. Blinken has made now a physical visit to India, which is a very positive development. So that is really the message, the crucial nature of this strategic partnership between two democratic societies. So the underpinning definitely is democracy, but it is also further strengthened and given meaning by the fact that we have this strategic interest in building a stronger and more resilient partnership within the region, within the Indo-Pacific, and across the whole spectrum of bilateral relations, which are multifaceted, as you know.
does mention of all that we've been discussing, human rights, fundamental freedoms, equality of opportunity, human dignity, etc., does America bringing that up in these talks with Mr. Blinken, is that uncomfortable for New Delhi?
I think probably New Delhi was prepared for this. I don't believe it should have come as a surprise. There have been many previous manifestations of these concerns, if you may call them that. So in a sense, while preparing for the visit, I'm sure our policymakers in the Ministry of External Affairs must have known and must have had a foretelling of the fact that these issues would come up. So I don't believe it was a guerrilla move. I don't believe it was a surprise development. And I think New Delhi was prepared to answer those questions. And most importantly, what I've said all along is that between two mature, grown-up democracies such as ours, these issues constantly figure in the dialogue, in the conversation. And it is best, of course, that we avoid public spats on these issues. And certainly there was no public spat out there today. Talking about these in a sensible, measured, and in a listening mode is always important for democracies such as ours. And we can learn from each other. We can add value to the conversation just by that fact that we are prepared to understand what the other side is saying and to be able to respond to those concerns.
A final question to you. We've discussed Afghanistan today, has India and the United States. Also comes on a day when 9 Taliban leaders met the Chinese foreign minister in Tianjin. You know, there were photographs everywhere. China is a common concern. We keep using the word concern tonight, don't we? China is a common problem, let's say, for both India and the United States. And now you've got China playing a more proactive role in Afghanistan. Does this upset the dynamics? And how do you believe that this is something that will figure, the China-Taliban link, in the equation that we enjoy with America?
Well, as far, looking at the pictures of the 9 Taliban descending on Tianjin today, I mean, you couldn't help feeling that it was like, you know, some horde had descended on Beijing like in the old days. I think China is looking out to preserve its own interests in Afghanistan. To what extent, you know, this reaching out to the Taliban is going to make that difference, you really don't know, because has the Taliban changed colors? Have they given up their support for extremism and terrorism? Yes, terrorism has been associated with them.
Right.
I think that question is still there. The jury is still out on that. And even China must realize that it is not going to be immune from that kind of those kinds of tendencies as claimed by the Taliban, because Afghanistan is going into a period of enormous flux, even as we speak.
Right.
And there is every likelihood of a civil war there. So the scenario for all of us who are concerned about the future of Afghanistan, does not look good.
It's always wonderful speaking to you, ma'am. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on this program.